Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 15613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Chulin Mem Gimel, Chulin 43a, pagination is 85. We'll start about a third of the way up in the beginning of the line, what looks like in the Gemara as Omar Rava, and we revise that, as you see in the margin, to Omar Rabba. Rabba said, Shnei Oros Yeshlo Leveshet. The Veshet, the esophagus, the food pipe, as it's sometimes called, has two layers. Chitzon Adom, the outer layer is red, Upanimi Lavan, and the inner layer is white. That's going to be important as we discuss how to check the Veshet in a case where we're worried that it was clawed. And on the outside, where it's red, you're not going to be able to detect. But on the inside, where it's white, it would show up as little dots of blood. Rabba's statement is, Nikev zeh below zeh kosher. If one layer is punctured and the other is not punctured, then it's still going to be kosher. Now, the veshet and the kaneh, the food pipe and the windpipe, are linked to each other, as we see in Shulchan Aruch Lamed Gimel Yud, but, meaning fundamentally, they're required to be so, but they're two different operating systems. The kaneh, the windpipe, is firm, operates looking hollow, whereas the food pipe, esophagus, has muscular action with the food pushing it down. Let's skip a line. Iboy Luhu, they ask the following question. Nikvu shneihem zeh shelo keneged zeh mahu. If you have punctures in both layers of the veshet, the food pipe, but they're not aligning holes, they're not in the same place, what's the halacha? So initially, the Gemara presents the position of Marzutra, Amar Marzutra Mishmedra Papa Beveshet Kosha Bekurkavan Pasul, that in the Veshet that's okay, whereas in the gizzard it's Pasul. The gizzard is the part of the bird that's comparable to teeth. The bird takes in the food, typically has no teeth, swallows it into the crop, the stomach, where it holds it, and then sends it into the gizzard, which often has pebbles, which the bird has swallowed, and it grinds the food at that point, similar to teeth. So the gizzard has its own rules. If it was damaged, what would cause it to be a treifa, non-kosher? So Marzutra's presentation is that the veshet has holes in the two layers, but they don't correspond to each other. They're not in the same place. It'll be kosher, whereas in the kurkavan, it would be pasul, and whatever the reasoning for Marzutra is, but the Gemara challenges it. Maskifla Ravashi, Ravashi asks, Adarabba, exactly the opposite, which is indeed what's reflected in Halacha. Veshet da achlabe uphayabe Ravach gamdale upashtale. Since the veshet is a part of the animal that's used for eating, there's a lot of activity there. It's linked to the windpipe, and therefore when the animal crows, there's a lot of agitation in that part. The stretching of the neck, the contracting, lots of things are happening there. So zimnin dimin, it could sometimes happen that they end up corresponding, aligning with each other. Now, we could explore whether we mean by that that perhaps they were aligned at the time of the clawing, or we're concerned that sometimes they'll be aligned, and whatever concern that is will sometimes impact the animal. If we're worried about very strong juices seeping out to a different part of the animal because they're aligned. So sometimes that will happen. But whatever it is, sometimes they're aligned, and that's the definition of a trefa. Korkivan, the gizzard, however, the menach nayich, that it sits in its place, kidekoi koi, we're not worried if they're not aligned, then the hole is not through and through, and it remains kosher. And indeed, that objection logic is what we accept in halacha, that by a veshet, even if they're not aligned, since there's so much activity there, we're concerned that at some point they were or will be aligned, are aligned, and it makes it trefa, whereas the gizzard is more lenient if they're not aligned. Amale Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Yosef the Rav Ashi. Indeed, they told Rav Ashi, Hochi Amrina Mishmei de Mar Zutra de Oma Mishmei de Rav Papa Kavoseich, that indeed what's accepted is the approach that you described. V'Omar Rabba, and Rabba said, and this V'Omar Rabba, as Art School presents it, is a clue that indeed the previous statement was Rabba's as well. And that's the V'Omar and that we're adding on to his teachings, that this was said by the same person as the previous one. V'amar Rabba, Rabba says, Kurum sha'ola machmas mako beveshet, if you have a scab that came regarding a wound in the veshet, in the food pipe, enokrum, it's not regarded as a valid scab. That's not called healing. Presumably, it means that such scabs don't take. They're temporary, they slide off, and the animal is not considered cured. V'amar Rabba, furthermore, Rabba said, Veshet ein lo bedika mibachutz ela bifnim. You can't check the food pipe from the outside because it's red. But you could invert it and look on the inside where it's white, and you'd be able to see if there were telltale signs of cloying. L'may nafkamina, what are you referring to? And the Gemara says, L'safik derusa, when you have a doubt if the animal was clawed, that part of the body, that's where you would look. Hahi safik derusa da'asoy likame derab. There was a story of an animal or bird that was doubtfully clawed, weren't sure exactly what damage the attacking animal did, and they brought it in front of Rabba. Have a kabodik le Rabba leveshet me ivroi. So Rabba was checking the veshet from the outside. Amale Abaya. Abaya said, "Vamarhu de Amar." The master taught us veshet ein lo bedika ela mibifnim. You can only check a veshet from the inside because that's the white part. The outside is not going to prove anything. We're not that capable to be able to tell the cloying dots on red surface. Avche Rabba ubadke. So indeed, Rabba inverted it. He twisted it inside out and checked it. Ve'ishtakach alei tre kurti dama. Vitarfa, and he found two drops of blood, telltale signs of the cloying, and he said it's treif, not kosher. The Gemara concludes the story by saying, V'rabba name l'chidude la'abayehu deboi, and Rabba, who started by checking the outside, was merely testing Abaye. He was challenging his perceptive skills to notice that it was being done wrong. And we find this in a number of cases where the master knew what he was doing. It's not that he made a mistake, but he behaved in a certain way or stated a certain thing to kind of mislead the student tentatively and see if the student would catch it and realize that a mistake is happening over here. We'll stop there. Yeshakoach for joining.